listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Japan's national airline, JAL, says it's the victim of a cyber attack. Source unknown.
More than a dozen flights were delayed at several airports, according to Japan's public broadcaster NHK. But there were no mass cancellations. The disruption began at 7:24 a.m. local time, but seems to have been resolved just over 90 minutes later, when a device known as a router was identified and isolated.
The BBC's David Waddell says the attack primarily affected domestic flights, although some international flights were impacted. Remnants of forces loyal to ousted Syrian dictator Assad have gone on the attack. The new government in Damascus says more than a dozen of its fighters have died in battles with Assad partisans. Israel's military says one of its latest airstrikes on Gaza targeted terrorists, although the Palestinians claim the attack killed five journalists. Hamas and Hezbollah, far from the only terrorist groups actively hostile to the Jewish state.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched a ballistic missile at Israel overnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, sending millions of Israelis into bomb shelters in the middle of the night for the second night in a row. Though the missile was intercepted by Israel's defenses outside domestic airspace, pieces of shrapnel fell on Israeli cities below. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has threatened to target Houthi leaders in the next wave of attacks. The Houthis were removed from the terror group watch list by the Biden administration after Biden took office in 2021. Tasha Stevens reporting.
America First Legal is warning politicians in sanctuary jurisdictions of serious consequences should they interfere with federal enforcement of immigration laws. The conservative legal group has sent letters to elected officials in 249 sanctuary jurisdictions. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 154 points, NASDAQ futures 100 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Chuck Whitaker's off today. Here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A shooting nearly 25 years ago is being added to this year's homicide count. Malik Cotman was shot in February 2000 in the 1200 block of East North Avenue, leaving him critically injured. Cotman never recovered from his injuries, and the 46-year-old died September at a care facility. An autopsy was conducted, and last week Cotman's death was ruled a homicide. A juvenile is dead, and several people are recovering following a shooting in Baltimore County Tuesday morning. County police responded to a call, shots fired at an apartment complex in Rosedale. Detectives believe the shooting was a result of a domestic incident. Police say a man believed to be a suspect in the case suffered a self-sustained gunshot wound and was sent to the hospital. And new express toll lanes are open in Harford County. Drivers commuting on I-95 northbound can use the lanes between White Marsh Boulevard and Mountain Road. Toll rates can be found online. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Three games in 11 days, no problem. Houston Texans, thanks for playing.
Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed. Lamar Jackson is gone. Touchdown, LaMerry Christmas, 48 yards.
LaMerry Christmas is right. Noah Eagle with the call on Netflix. The 48-yarder by Lamar, his longest run of the season, and it cemented a Baltimore win on Christmas Day. 31-2, the final over an overmatched Texans team. After the game, Harbaugh reaching for the words.
Yeah, what could you say that would maybe parallel what he did, right? I mean, it's just another phenomenal performance. I think he set the all-time NFL record for rushing yards in the National Football League, pro football. That kind of speaks for itself. It's just kind of what he does every week.
The win puts the Ravens in control of the AFC North because in the earlier game, the Steelers fell for the third straight time, 29-10 to the Chiefs. A Ravens win at home over the Browns in the season's final week gives Baltimore the division crown and a home playoff game. Coming up at 6:35, more on the Ravens' Christmas Day domination of the Texans and an NFL record set by Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, guest host on WCBM. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and privilege to be with you this morning and all week. You may be just waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, exercising, enjoying your first cup of coffee with the scent of a holiday candle, or perhaps walking your dog. But the point is, you hear my voice, which means it's you and I, and let's have a phone conversation, because whatever's on your mind is on my mind as we explore the topics this morning. This is what makes talk radio so great, the opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. When you call in this morning to 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, the lovely voice you will hear will be our beautiful and talented producer, Michelle Giuseppe. Michelle does a great job. She's friendly and she'll make you feel very comfortable. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a conversation. Give me a call and then let's talk about it, because as talk radio is the senior media engaging the mind through the theater of the mind. Gary Stein just talked about that great Ravens win yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of people were cheering and talking to the television screen. Well, when you're on talk radio, you can talk to me, and you can also talk to Michelle. So, again, a very blessed and joyous Christmas and Hanukkah season to all. Notice I just said season, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Christmas to be the season between now and when we celebrate the Easter and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as great minds think alike, I had yesterday I spent a lot of time putting together the show. However, once again, as happened on Tuesday morning, I woke up, turned on my laptop, and lo and behold, a couple of things that I saw early this morning blew it completely out of the water. And one of which, I think, needs to be read this morning, which is President Donald J. Trump, our president-elect, had a great Christmas message. And one of the things in his Christmas message, if you were listening on Tuesday, you'll pick up on this. So I want to read some of this. Merry Christmas to all, including the wonderful soldiers of China, who are lovingly but illegally operating in the Panama Canal, where we lost 38,000 people, Americans, if you will, in the building 110 years ago. Always making certain that the United States puts billions of dollars in repair money, but will have absolutely nothing to say about anything. President Trump wrote in a post on True Social. The president continued saying, also to Governor Justin Trudeau of Canada, whose citizens' taxes are far too high, if Canada was to become our 51st state, their taxes would be cut by more than 60%, their businesses would be immediately doubling in size, and they would be militarily protected like no other country anywhere in the world. Likewise, to the people of Greenland, which is needed by the United States for national security purposes, and who want the United States to be there, and we will. So I want to scroll down here, because like I said, we ended up having an in-depth conversation on Tuesday, Christmas Eve, and I want to thank everyone who called and participated. And again, I hope to hear from you this morning on 410-922-6680. And I get back to the article that I found and hat tip to Breitbart News. Trump added that, hold on, in another post, Trump wished a Merry Christmas to the radical left lunatics who were constantly trying to obstruct the U.S. court system elections and who are always going after the great citizens and patriots of the nation and their political opponent. Trump added, they know that they're only... Hold on there, ladies and gentlemen. I missed up. Bear with me one second here. I'm working off my computer. Hold on. It's not working as I wanted. Hang on. Okay. In particular, their political opponent, me. They know that their only chance of survival is getting pardons from a man who has absolutely no idea what he is doing. Also, to the 37 violent criminals who killed, raped, and plundered like virtually no one else before them, who are just given by the incredible, were just given incredibly a pardon by sleepy Joe Biden. Trump added, they know that their only chance of survival is getting pardons from a man who has absolutely no idea what he is doing. Also, to the 37 most violent criminals, here it is, who killed, raped, and plundered like virtually no one before them, but were just given a pardon by sleepy Joe Biden, I refuse to wish a Merry Christmas to those lucky souls, but instead will say, go to hell. We had a great election in the history of our, the greatest election in the history of our country, a bright light is now shining over the USA, and in 26 days, we will make America great again. Merry Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, that was from our great president-elect, Donald J. Trump, and as we talked on Tuesday morning about the men, and I read some of their horrific stories that these savages committed on their fellow citizens, and their death sentences have now been commuted. So in that light, I want to reflect and I want to hear from you on 2024. Where in 2024 did you see an act or providence of God acting in the affairs of men and how our lives have been changed? I will start. I'll throw a couple out there, but again, I'm hoping to hear from you this morning. For me, it is the miraculous turning of President Trump's head, thus exposing the inadequacies regarding his protection. So if it wasn't by an act of God, the providence of God, of turning his head at that split second, I'm not even going to get into the horror that we would have seen. Also, the election of President Trump, the great awakening of the American people, notwithstanding the fact this subsequent demonstration of 20,000 plus Christians regarding the horrific German Christmas market attack where someone took a vehicle and drove it through a Christmas market. The true opportunity of peace since the election of President Trump. So they are some of mine, but I want to hear yours. Also, at 410-922-6680. The other thing is, you don't pull on Superman's cape, you don't pee in the wind, and you don't mess with It's a Wonderful Life. This is another article, again, hat tip to Breitbart, that early this morning as I was preparing for what originally was going to be the show, I felt so compelled for us to talk about this morning. Amazon Studios blasted for censoring scenes in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life. So, I'm sure that everyone who hears my voice this morning, and by the way, if you hear my voice this morning, you're one of the ones that get up early, you put your feet on the ground, you get yourself going, and you are the ones that truly make America great. So, we all know the story from the 1946 Frank Capra classic, George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart. A beloved citizen of Bedford Falls is struck by a financial disaster just ahead of Christmas when his uncle Billy loses the Bailey Brothers Building and Loans bank deposit. Now I have to threatening to bankruptcy the local savings loan. Now I don't necessarily agree with that because I've seen It's a Wonderful Life many times. Uncle Bailey doesn't lose the money. Uncle Billy is getting ready to deposit the money. The owner of the bank where the local savings loan takes loans so they can loan people locally to build houses and what have you. The owner of the bank where they get their money, the major bank in Bedford Falls, the president of that bank is wheeled in his wheelchair. And this is right after George Bailey brother has an incredible experience during World War II as a hero, and he's coming home, and they're getting ready to celebrate on Christmas Eve the homecoming of George Bailey's brother Harry, and obviously Uncle Billy is elated. And as he goes into the bank, he goes up to the bank president and he says to him, "Oh, what's the news? What's the news? What's the news?" And he grabs the paper out of the president's hand, looks at it. Now he's got the cash that he's going to deposit. And when he gives the paper back to the president of that bank, when he gives the paper back, he mistakenly puts the deposit in the paper as he folds the paper. The president grabs the paper out of his hand, and his attendant wheels him into his office because he's in a wheelchair. So the next scene is of Uncle Billy going up to the teller
and attempting to deposit the money that he had 30 seconds ago, but obviously he doesn't have it right now. And the president of the bank goes up to his desk, immediately opens the paper, and what does he see? He sees the big wad of cash that's supposed to be the deposit. Instead of doing the right thing, he does something else, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from the break. But give me a call at 410-922-6680 because I want to hear your perspective. We will be right back.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The Kim Klasick Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They don't care. At what point in time do you think that they cared? They're hoping that you move. You think they just want to have this high rise sitting across the street from your small little row home? No, they want you to leave immediately. They can knock over those homes and then put something else there.
The Kim Klasick Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald. I'm the president of the Patriot Club of America and your guest host this week. Join me this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Again, we are talking about the incredible, most profound movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and so many different stories that are weaved into the movie. We're talking about when Uncle Billy took the deposit into the big bank, yet instead of the president of that bank, when he realized the mistake that Uncle Billy had made, instead of giving the money back, he kept the money because he was obsessed with killing the local bank. And in the movie, George Bailey does a wonderful job of explaining why local banks are so important when, after his father's passing, the board of directors is getting ready to dissolve the Bailey Building and Savings and Loan, and George Bailey gives this most captivating speech.
Borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute now. Hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Roddy, here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that what'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on, and it's galling you. That's what you're talking about, I know. Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
Sound familiar? Without crawling to Potter, without crawling to the major financial institutions. All Mr. Potter was concerned about was getting his hands on the local building and loan. And let's go to Sue in Federalsburg. Sue, good morning. A very blessed and joyous Christmas to you. I'm so happy that you called in reference to It's a Wonderful Life.
Good morning. Yes, it's kind of ironic you're talking about that because I just watched that 2 nights ago.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, and the reason we watched it was because we couldn't get, we were going to just, before going to bed, was going to watch the old Charlie Brown Christmas. It was just, hadn't seen it in a while, and it was hard to find that on a free thing on our...
On a free platform,
yeah. And but It's a Wonderful Life is my absolute favorite Christmas movie, though.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I think it's become an absolute classic for people. I don't know if you know this or not, but when it originally came out, it did not do that well in the box office, but the patent expired, and I think that in the late 80s or whatever, you could see it everywhere and anywhere, and I think that the more people saw it, the more they understood the message and they realized that it's not necessarily a Christmas movie. It's a movie about what America should be versus what America has become. If you think about it, back then, people desperately wanted to get out of the slums, right? George Bailey says that because of the Bailey Building and Savings and Loan, people are able to get out of the slums. And look where we are now, right, Sue?
Right. And they're taking care of, they're going to take care of those properties. Yes, and it was during the Depression.
Yep.
And the one thing that was really striking to me, one of the things was when he's running through the town, when they go through the scene where he's seeing what the world would be without him.
Yes, yes.
And he's running through and seeing all the bars and the dance halls and everything. And I turned to my husband and I said, yeah, now you got the, there's like gambling and.
Yep. Yep.
The pot shops and everything.
You know, that is such a great point, and I'll tell you why. Bedford Falls versus Pottersville could easily be Baltimore 50 years ago versus Baltimore today. Right?
Correct.
Think about it.
And
like you just said, currently where there are casinos, and if you walk within a half a mile from any casinos, especially the one off of 295 in Baltimore, actually on the land that the casino was built, used to be a thriving local company. I know that because they were one of my customers. And I'll never forget when I went in there years and years and years ago before the casino was built. And it was, I always loved going in there because it was the place, it was like on its third generation. So I think it was literally built in the 40s or whatever, 40s or early 50s. And you would go in there and you felt like you were going back in time because so much of the construction and everything, they had never really remodeled it. But they really didn't need to because the quality was so great. And I always enjoyed that. And I'll never forget going in there that last time and them telling me that they had sold out for a major developer, and they thought at the time it was going to be a casino. So, Sue, I'm going to have to get ready to go to break, but if you will, please wrap it up. And again, I appreciate you calling.
Sure, that was it. I mean, I think it was a great movie, and I think more people should watch it.
Amen.
It needs to be on every Thanksgiving, tonight.
Yep, you're going to hear more about it, and let's go to local news with Julie Reiter.
Good morning. A Hanover, Pennsylvania man is under arrest for a deadly shooting in Finksburg. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Austin Pataki is accused in the December 13th murder of Benjamin Billings and the attempted murder of David Anderson. The victims were found shot in a pickup truck at Wesley and Patapsco Roads. Investigators say Pataki had a business relationship with the victims through his pool company and was facing a potential lawsuit from the victim who survived. Several people are recovering following a shooting in Baltimore County. Shots were fired Tuesday morning at an apartment complex, and a juvenile did not survive. Detectives believe the shooting was the result of a domestic incident. No word on the condition of the other victims. The Air Force has approved the transfer of the 121st Fighter Squadron from the District of Columbia National Guard to the Maryland Air National Guard. Governor Wes Moore and Maryland's two U.S. senators made the announcement, saying the decision secures the continuation of the flying mission for the state of Maryland. The Air Force is planning to retire the A-10 Warthog aircraft based at Martin State Airport for more than four decades. The 121st Fighter Squadron of the 113th Wing will continue to fly F-16s at Joint Base Andrews. Annapolis's Plastic Bag Reduction Act takes effect next month. The legislation passed last summer, and it restricts businesses from giving customers plastic bags at checkout. The law also allows for businesses to charge a dime for paper bags, with the revenue remaining with the retailers. And large crowds are expected through the weekend at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. Officials say many people will start to head home as early as today. It's a good idea to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure. The airport is also asking travelers to allow additional time if utilizing shuttles from the parking lot to your terminal. Up next, we'll take a look at the weather.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 972, the pick 4 was 6301. Here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So many highlights, but so little time.
Jackson on second and 10, avoids the sack. Now Jackson looking to run, looking to throw, looking to connect. Andrews on the run, down the sideline. Andrews accelerates inside the red zone.
Noah Eagle with the call.
Full sprint to the tight end. What a...
Noah Eagle with the call on Netflix. Lamar with another Houdini act on that play. 67 yards to Mark Andrews, part of a 99-yard drive capped by Isaiah Likely's touchdown as the Ravens send a message to the NFL on Christmas Day, 31-2 over the Texans. Lamar, 168 in the air, 87 more on the ground, including the 48-yard score, setting the all-time record for quarterback rushing yards. And then there was Derrick Henry.
Another handoff, another gashing play. Derrick Henry to midfield. He is a one-man wrecking crew for 21 yards.
Henry with 147 yards overall and a touchdown, giving him 16 for the year. That is a Ravens single-season record. And wait, there's more.
Stroud rolls, throws. It is picked. Kyle Hamilton.
Hamilton with the pick for Baltimore, and Ardarius Washington had a big, huge goal line stop. Again, the Baltimore defense they pitched a shutout. The 2 points were scored on a safety when Derrick Henry was trapped in the end zone. The win gives the Ravens 3 wins in 11 days, makes them 11-5 on the season. Vaults them into a first place in the AFC North, because earlier the Chiefs handled the Steelers pretty easily, 29-10 in Pittsburgh, and so Baltimore now can clinch the AFC North with a win over the Browns in the final week of the season. The time now is 6:35. When we return, are the Ravens becoming a Christmas Day staple?
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
First of all, Jeff, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you had a great holiday with your family.
I did, and a very, very Merry Christmas to you as well, my friend.
Happy Hanukkah to our listeners
as
well.
Happy Hanukkah as well.
And the reason why I asked the question, are the Ravens a Christmas Day staple, or will they become a Christmas Day staple, is because this is the second straight year that the Ravens played on Christmas Day, and it's the second straight year that they dominated their opponent. You know, last year it was the 49ers in San Francisco.
Right.
That wasn't a game. 33-17, I think, was the score, or something like that. And then yesterday over at the Texans, 31-2. So not only are the Ravens on Christmas Day for the nation to see, but they have been brilliant on Christmas Day. And so, if you're the NFL, you've got a recipe for success. I think Ravens fans are going to need to come to grips with the fact that their team, either on the road or at home, is going to be playing on Christmas Day.
Well, I think that ratings will prove that your philosophy is correct. So I have to tend to agree with you, because obviously Ravens fans are rabid. I heard that after the game on Saturday night, someone told me, who was not only at the game but also went to Mother's afterward, they said it was, I mean, Festivus Maximus down there.
Absolutely. That was after the Pittsburgh game. And then the other thing that I think a lot of fans were kind of worried about actually yesterday was the quality of the coverage, the quality of the broadcast from Netflix. Because remember, they had those buffering problems in the Mike Tyson fight. But, I mean, there was one little glitch, I think, in the pregame. Steve Weitz, one of the announcers that was on the field, there was like a momentary go to black on screen.
Right.
But after that, it came back. And then I don't think there was a glitch the rest of the game. So I think from that aspect, Netflix did a great job of broadcasting the game.
Yeah, you know, and look, we do live radio. That's live football. I mean, things happen. I mean, the fact is that the game was a phenomenal game. And as you said yesterday, you played an excerpt for one of the players. It's just win the games, win a game, win a game.
And all they want to do.
Yeah, I'll give you a challenge for when we come back, when you and I talk at the bottom of the next hour. Do you remember in Baltimore when there was a blackout during a Colt game?
Okay, I will think about that.
Think about it, check it out. And I think that, like we said, with live broadcasting, it's wonderful because we're broadcasting as things happen. However, mistakes happen as well. So think about, there was a crucial time during a Baltimore football game with the Colts where there was a blackout because of an error.
So the game was on the air, and then it just went to black.
Went to black.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Gary, great job as always.
You got
Thank
it.
You so much. And Julie, thank you for the news. All right. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I am Jeff McDonald. That was Gary Stein on sports. We are talking about the incredible movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and how, I guess it was on last night. And I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680 on two things. One, what did you find to see as an act or providence of God acting in the affairs of men in 2024 and how it's changed our lives? Or also your perspective on the fact that, once again, my laptop is freezing on me, so I apologize. Okay, once again, Amazon, and speaking of Amazon, you know, yesterday, it's Christmas Day, and what did I see early in the morning when I was walking my dog? Amazon delivering packages on Christmas Day. Holy smokes, can we not even have a break on Christmas Day? But that's a conversation for another time. All right, so Amazon Studios is blasted for censoring scenes in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. So what they did was, in the Amazon Prime abridged version of this classic film, the scene where the scene goes from Clarence telling George that he has to earn his wings to George running through the streets of Bedford Falls in delirious happiness. Now, if, like when Sue called earlier, and Sue, thank you so much for calling this morning from Federalsburg, one of the most profound scenes, obviously, is when George tells Clarence he'd be better off dead than alive, and Clarence says, okay, you get your wish. You were never alive. And if you remember the scene, it's after George has dove into the icy cold water, saves Clarence, but really God is saving George. And then they're sitting in the I forget what the occupation is called, but it's a gentleman who would lift the drawbridge when a ship came through or whatever. So it's George, Clarence, and the gentleman who takes care of the drawbridge, and they're having this conversation, and George is being a bit curt to Clarence, and at one point he says to Clarence, I dove in to save you, and Clarence laughs and he says, you didn't save me, George, I'm going to save you. So anyway, that's when George says, again, I think I'd be better off dead than alive. He gets his wings. He notices that his ear is not bleeding anymore because when he dove in, it stimulated the injury that he got as a child with his ear. And also, Juju's petals were no longer in his pocket. So, and he says, wait a minute, where's Juju's petals? And my ear's not bleeding. Ah, this is strange. And Clarence says, no, it's not strange, George. You've never been born. So let's go to cut eight from It's a Wonderful Life, where Clarence explains to George how each man's life touches so many other lives.
Are you sure this is Bailey Park?
No, I'm not sure of anything anymore. All I know is this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses?
We went here to build them. Your brother Harry Bailey broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence.
Yes, George?
Where's Mary?
Oh, well, I can't...
I don't know how you know these things, but tell me, where is she? If you know where she is, tell me where my wife is.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Please, Clarence, tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she?
She's an old maid. She never married.
Where is Mary? Where is she? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library! There must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
That scene was cut. Now, the subsequent scene, that's where, that's where in the movie, when George so desperately wants to see Mary, he throws Clarence to the ground and he takes off running. And that scene subsequently goes into the scene. Obviously, he goes to find Mary. He's running through the town. What was once Bedford Falls is now Pottersville. And we played the cut before when it proves how obsessed Mr. Potter, who owns the major bank in the town, is obsessed with getting the Bailey Building and Savings and Loan because people have the opportunity to go elsewhere other than to his bank. Now, so it, the movie Amazon Prime cut that scene, and then they also cut the next scene that we're going to talk about, or that we're going to listen to. My apologies. It's cut nine, Michelle. It's in It's a Wonderful Life. It's George Bailey. I Want to Live Again.
To me. Get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence, please. Please. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You... George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's pedals! Zuzu... There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry! Merry! Yay!
How in the world can you cut out that scene and the scene prior to that and understand the entire purpose of It's a Wonderful Life? And the question begs, Amazon, why? Why, Amazon, are you doing this to the good citizens of the United States of America? I cannot for the life of me understand. I could do this whole show on It's a Wonderful Life, and I apologize for my passion, but when I saw this early this morning, Michelle, it blew my mind. And Debbie, hang tight. I have to take a break in a minute or so. Well, I tell you what, let's go to Debbie, and Debbie, if need be, I'll hold you over. Good morning, Debbie. I truly appreciate you calling here at 47 minutes before the hour, early on, I'm going to say, day two of our blessed Christmas. Debbie, good morning. Morning.
Amen. Good morning, honey. This is a travesty.
Yes.
I can see them making a remake. But
oh, Lord.
Just like we're trying to rewrite history.
Ah, that's
there
a great point.
Of that film. And will it be buried? Will it never be known again?
I gotta say,
I think you're outstanding.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
Yes, you are.
All right, listen, hang on. You just said something so profound that I didn't even think about, Debbie. Now they're trying to rewrite history through editing classic movies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are.
That, Debbie, now do you watch It's a Wonderful Life every year with your family?
Yes. I was glad enough to have the original. which I guess was being recycled or something.
Right, right.
You know how you throw things away?
Yes, yes.
Well, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord.
Well, Debbie, do you have children by chance?
Yes, I have the one.
Okay. Does he or she watch it as well?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I let her watch. I let her watch everything.
Well, good. I want to hold you over for a second. Hang on. I got to go to break, but I want to ask you a question. So hold on. Debbie just made a very, very profound point, as Sue did when she called earlier as well. But holy smokes, it's not enough that they're trying to revise history in what was our public schools and a lot of private schools, which are now nothing more than institutions of indoctrination. But Debbie's making a great point about now the revising classic movies. So when we get back from break, we'll talk about it. Give me a call at 410-922-6680. This is Jeff McDonald.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. today.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show. Joe Biden has pardoned embezzlers, man who sent young men to juvenile prison in exchange for kickbacks. One of them killed himself for a minor drug offense. One Chinese spy that had 47,000 child pornography images on his computer, including one with an infant. That's Joe Biden. Here are the number of pardons. George W. Bush, 200. Barack Obama, 1,900. Donald Trump, 237. Joe Biden, 8,062 pardons.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. There's no traffic this morning because it's the day after Christmas, and when I came in, traffic was pretty light. However, if you are out and about on the highways and byways and you do see something, please feel free to call us and let us know so we can let the listeners know at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. We're on the phone with Debbie, who made a phenomenal observation about what our betters are trying to do. So, Debbie, if you will, just review that again for me real quick. Did we lose Debbie? Is Debbie still there? Oh, I guess she's gone. Debbie, if you can, give me a call back because I wanted to talk to you about something, but I want to hear from you. Do you, like myself and Debbie and Sue, feel that this is just, A, it's not right, but Michelle, if you'll come on real quick, you made a very good observation during the break that I never even thought about.
So I was, listening to this story. There's a conspiracy theory out there about the Mandela effect. And the Mandela effect is basically a social phenomenon where a group of people, they misremember, they say a common detail about a person, place, or an event. For instance, we all played Monopoly at one time or another.
Yes.
Well, many people, including myself, remember the man, that what's his name, Uncle Moneybags or whatever.
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah, having a monocle.
Yes, well, absolutely.
He does not. He does not. He's never had a monocle or anything. So this is like, and they say that. They go, oh, he's never had a monocle. Okay? So this story is like, okay, is this something that they're, oh, and the belief. The belief is that it's a way that they're testing us to see how much we actually remember on a subject of pop culture, which this movie would be, right?
Yes.
So I'm wondering if that was like their first real test.
I think that, like,
do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying. And I think, like, Debbie and Sue, your observation is spot on. And ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't work unless I hear from you. I've got to hear from you. It's you and I having a conversation, because they've done it with school, starting with kindergartners, with the drag queen hours and all the other shenanigans that are going on there. As a matter of fact, if I have time this morning, I brought a wonderful book that I've been reading, I've been rereading, so on and so forth, and it's called The American Story, The Beginnings. And I am going to read for you between now and the 8 o'clock hour when we have a guest coming in to help, because obviously we're coming up to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. With all the resolutions and everything, in the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to have Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, who's going to talk to us about nutrition, health, lifestyle, and training and everything else, so that we can incrementally get ourselves better prepared mentally and physically. So we've got another call. So I want to go to Alice in Catonsville on It's a Wonderful Life. Alice, thank you so much for calling us at 55 above before the hour this morning. You're up, you're awake, and you're ready to go. Tell us about your perspective on It's a Wonderful Life, and I hope you and your family had a very blessed Christmas.
We certainly did, and I have to say that you're doing a terrific job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that.
Thank
you.
Thank you for being willing to substitute.
I've told people, Alice, and you and I'll have plenty of time this morning. I've told people, talk radio has been my passion, and it's my passion because when I was a child, my mother had it on in our home constantly. And one of my fondest memories was Paul Harvey. So let's get back to It's a Wonderful Life, Alice.
Oh yeah, my all-time favorite, always.
Yes.
Have it memorized.
Yeah, well then, you're a great person to have call in. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So I'm just trying to figure out another reason why they would pick those particular scenes to edit out, and I'm trying to think, okay, first of all, if he's shoving Clarence to the ground, does that mean that they're trying to avoid violence? But if that were the case,
oh,
then they
please
would also get rid of the scene where he punches Bert, right? And he gets thrown out of Nick's place, which is supposed to be Martini's. But anyway, so, and then I'm trying to figure out, so why would they cut out him pleading to God to give him his life back?
No, it's okay. Take a deep breath, because as I was playing, you know, actually, Alice, I'm so glad that you got choked up. I'm going to be very honest with you. When I was playing the second cut, and like you, I'm going to get choked up, when he's making that plea to our Father in heaven because he realizes how important every hair on his head is, right?
Exactly.
He
exactly
begs to go back regardless of the consequences.
Right.
So please do not apologize for getting choked up.
Well, it's funny because I'm at the point now in my stage of life that, because I'm now 61.
I'm just a few years older than you.
Where I will begin sobbing at the opening credits.
There you go. There you go. I'll tell you how profound that movie is, Alice, and I want to hear your perspective as well. Mm-hmm. I have three children, one mm-hmm. who has gone home to God. It's okay. We all have an expiration date. But the point that I'm trying to make to you is, from the time my kids were from the point when they could understand Christmas and everything, we played It's a Wonderful Life every morning, Christmas morning. Yeah. Well, yesterday, my son, and talk about getting choked up, my son, my daughter-in-law, their German Shepherd, and their newborn little Sander sent me a video of little Sander. He's 4 months old, and you know they're just around their Christmas tree, and what do you think was on in the background?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so give me any other thoughts regarding it?
Well, yeah.
All right. So hold on. I'm going to have to go to break. Okay. Can you hold through the break?
Sure.
Okay. Hang tight. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is great. I want to hear your perspective as well, because It's a Wonderful Life is not a Christmas movie. It's a movie about life. This is Jeff McDonald on The Morning Drive on WCBM.
Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A 42-year-old man, a 26-year-old woman, victims of the latest shocking surge of violence in New York City. Both are hospitalized after being slashed by a knife-wielding attacker at Grand Central Station a couple of days ago. The 28-year-old suspect, said by Mayor Eric Adams to have a history of mental illness, being held on $150,000 bail. He may have suffered some kind of medical emergency. That's what New York police are saying about the taxi driver who ran down a half-dozen pedestrians outside Macy's flagship store in Midtown Manhattan on Christmas Day. Three people taken to the hospital, including a 9-year-old boy. Three others declined medical attention. Forecasters warning of the possibility of more severe weather for coastal California, where earlier this week a powerful storm collapsed part of the historic Santa Cruz Wharf.
Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Healy says the city will focus on immediate response and cleanup efforts after high surf slammed the coast. A section at the end of the city's 110-year-old wharf collapsed into the Pacific Monday. Repairs to the wharf were reportedly delayed after an environmental and preservationist group's lawsuit delayed changes to the structure by several years. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that the city had planned to reinforce the wharf, but the proposal faced a lawsuit from the group Don't Morph the Wharf, which caused repairs to be delayed and also caused part of the project to be abandoned. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President-elect Trump's GoFundMe page dedicated to Hurricane Helene relief was a smashing success, raising more than $8 million, according to Mr. Trump. The funds will help victims of the storm at devastated parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It is back to work today for Wall Street following the Christmas break. Stocks may be opening lower later this morning. The Dow futures down 161 points. NASDAQ futures off 78. S&P futures down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Okay, every new year we all spend a few days seriously thinking about what we can do to improve our lives. Usually it revolves around better health, right? I want to strongly encourage you to do what I do. Take responsibility for your health by taking Balance of Nature's whole food ingredient supplements. Seriously, they're packed with 31 varieties of fruits and vegetable ingredients, from tomatoes to sweet potatoes and just about everything in between. This is a resolution you can truly keep all year long, like I do. This is your last time to put it off, because today you can become a preferred customer at Balance of Nature. Use my discount code MikeG to get 35% off, free shipping, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. This is an unbelievable limited New Year's promotion. You got to use the discount code MikeG. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Use the discount code MikeG or order online at balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 35% off, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Balanceofnature.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A juvenile is dead and several people are recovering following a shooting in Baltimore County Tuesday morning. County police responded to a call about shots fired at an apartment complex in Rosedale. Detectives believe the shooting was a result of a domestic incident. Police say a man believed to be a suspect in the case suffered a self-sustained gunshot wound and was sent to the hospital. Detectives in Southwest Baltimore are investigating a shooting that sent a man to a hospital on Christmas Eve. This shooting happened on Frederick Avenue. Officers found a 45-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. The victim is listed in stable condition at a local hospital. And no one matched all six numbers drawn on Christmas Eve in the Mega Millions game, so the big prize swells to an estimated $1.15 billion for the next drawing on Friday. If won at that level, it would be the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. You could have over $500 million if you took the cash option. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another showcase performance by Lamar.
Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed. Lamar Jackson is gone. Touchdown. LaMerry Christmas. 48 yards.
Well, Merry Christmas indeed. Noah Eagle with the call on Netflix, the 48-yarder by Lamar, his longest run of the season, and it cemented a Baltimore win on Christmas Day. 31-2, the final over an overmatched, obviously, Texans team. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh trying to find the words.
And what could you say that would maybe parallel what he did, right? I mean, it's just another phenomenal performance. I think he set the all-time NFL record for rushing yards in the National Football League, pro football. That kind of speaks for itself. It's just kind of what he does every week. Made some plays.
And indeed, that is true. Lamar, 87 rushing yards, and he bests Michael Vick for all time, 6,110 rushing yards in his career. The win puts the Ravens in control of the AFC North because in the earlier game, Kansas City and Pittsburgh, the Steelers fell for the third straight time.
Worthy in motion.
Looks like man coverage.
Mahomes rifles. Touchdown!
Boom.
Watson for the score.
26th in red zone offense.
On Netflix, 29-10. Chiefs the final. The Ravens win at home over the Browns in the season's final week. Gives Baltimore the division crown and a home playoff game. Coming up at 7:35, a look back to the greatest game in NFL history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What year was that?
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. And as happened on Tuesday morning, Monday night, I had prepared for a show. Tuesday morning, I got up very early, and then I was looking at my laptop, and there were some things going on that completely shifted what I thought were the priorities. And the same thing happened this morning in a very blessed and joyous Christmas and Hanukkah season to you all. And that is that the classic movie, It's a Wonderful Life, who, ladies and gentlemen, It's a Wonderful Life is not a Christmas movie. It is a movie about how wonderful our life is. Well, the good folks, air quotes, the good folks at Amazon decided that it would be a beautiful thing to censor It's a Wonderful Life. So we were talking before the top of the hour to Alice in Catonsville. And Alice, you were making some very, very good points about It's a Wonderful Life. I didn't want to cut you off, so I held you through the news. So if you will, Alice, please continue.
It's quite all right. Good morning to you and everyone. My other thought about the editing process of the movie, trying to figure out why those two certain scenes. Now, I did not see this revised.
Neither did I.
So I don't know if other scenes have also been cut. Are these the only two that you know of? Or
According to this article, let me read this. So, in the Amazon Prime abridged version of this classic film, the scene goes from Clarence telling George he has to earn his wings. Now, that takes place... I'm drawing a mental blank exactly where Clarence tells George he has to earn his wings. I don't know if it's in the...
Originally, he mentions it when they're at the drawbridge.
All right. So that's... All right. So he mentioned... So if you think about the most profound time of the movie, right, and if I have time, I might play the two cuts again so people who are tuning in now can understand exactly, Alice, what you and I are talking about. So think about this, Alice. It goes from that point to George running through the streets of Bedford Falls in delirious happiness. So they've pulled out the entire portion where the two clips that I played when... Clarence explains how each man touches the lives of so many others, and also the entire most profound epic scene and moving scene and emotional scene of where George Bailey goes through the entire scenario of I want to live again. They cut all that out. And hold on. Then he goes, when he figures it all out and he sees Bird, he goes running through the streets deliriously. Hi, old Theodore. Hi, you know, when he says all that and his resolve to renew his zest for life, all without showing viewers why he made that key turnaround from crestfallen and suicidal to joy and happiness. So that's go ahead.
Right. So, you know, again, I'm trying to figure out why they would cut that out.
We know why, Alice.
Well, is it because he was in fervent prayer?
Yes.
Because, again, he was in prayer when he was in Nick's place.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they if they're going to be consistent, they would need to cut that out as well. And I don't know if you're aware that directors especially get very, very... bristled and hostile if you edit their movies. So there was there's a company out of Utah that I think it's called Angel Vid now, but they used to give you a machine that would edit out. They edited out movies and they would send it to you without swear words, without violence, without sex scenes. Right.
Right.
And anyway, so Hollywood got all up in arms. So what they had to do is change. They actually sent out machines that were programmed through a computer to edit out those parts. So they weren't actually editing out the movie content itself anymore. right? So they skirted around that, right?
Right.
And so now I want to see Hollywood get all up in arms, or somebody to start really getting upset with Amazon Prime for editing this movie, because that is creative and artistic censorship. And we can't allow that.
No, we can't allow that. And I could read the First Amendment, but we can't allow that. And I thank you very much for the call, Alice. Michelle.
I wanted to say something.
Yes,
so,
of course.
Was there a label at the beginning of the movie saying that they cut scenes? Because sometimes they have to give that.
That's, I don't know.
Label.
I don't know.
And I think that was kind of what Alice was alluding to, but I would think they would have to say that some scenes have been edited or cut. And also, was this something that someone just found out again? You know, like, did someone allude and say, hey, they cut two scenes out of this movie?
Well, again, hat tip to Breitbart. The last sentence in the article is, fans were both perplexed and furious that this important scene was removed from the movie, and many inputted woke reasoning on Amazon Prime's part. So I have to revert back to Michelle. This is not directed to you, but ladies and gentlemen, we have to ask this question, and my answer is no. Do you order from Amazon? I am probably one of the only people that you'll ever meet who, from the beginning, refused to order from Amazon, because I knew where it was going. And if I see a product that I really want, then I go to that product's website, or I will go to a brick and mortar store, because and we can talk about that in reference to It's a Wonderful Life, because what was Potter trying to do? Destroy everything so he could control it.
Right, and now we don't have malls to go to. No. And did you ever see the old videos of the malls in the
absolutely.
80s and everybody's shopping and everybody's socializing?
Yes.
And you know, they're trying to separate us.
Yep. All right. Let's get back to the calls. And I appreciate both callers for waiting. We're going to Debbie in Towson. Debbie, good morning.
Hi. I don't have you on speakerphone.
That's okay. You are loud and clear. You're loud and clear.
So bear with me.
No, you're fine. And a very blessed Christmas to you.
Thank you. And you are wonderful. I hope you stand in again.
Oh, thank you so much. Let the station know.
They are doing a very dangerous, despicable thing. I'm like you. In the very beginning, I did not like Amazon.
Mm-mm.
I did not want to order from Amazon. No.
No,
not at all.
No.
And now I'm even more furious.
Well, you know,
this
Debbie,
this company grew so much.
Oh, it did.
And willing.
Yep. And we're
do this.
Well, you're spot.
And destroy the original. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
This was a different time. This was a totally different
That's
time.
That's a great point.
Men were poor. Jimmy Stewart, the actor, was amazing.
Yep.
He was dealing with his PTSD.
Yes.
As a pilot.
Yes.
In the war.
Yes.
And that's why one of the scenes was so epic, because they didn't have to cut anything, as I know. I wasn't there. I wasn't the director. But I've read too many articles about how he had to deal with his own PTSD as a pilot.
Well, that was the first movie that he did coming out of World. Debbie, this is another such. I love when people call, because this is another that I would have forgotten that I knew about. This is another, and we're going to play the cut again, because you'll hear it after Debbie just brought up a great point that George literally. When he does that scene that he wants to live again, and I'm going to get choked up, Debbie, again, he literally had a breakdown on the set because of the PTSD, like you were referencing, Debbie, and they just let it ride because it was so emotional.
Perfect. It was perfect.
Perfect. Yep. You couldn't write it into the script, right, Debbie?
No.
Right.
That some things are so natural.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Perfect. There's no need to edit a dang thing.
Amen. What else, Debbie? Anything else this morning?
Oh, I got a ton of things to say, but I would like to give the other wonderful callers a chance.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah. Debbie.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I hope that, like me, you are going to make the Christmas spirit go until we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Pass the word, my dear.
65 days a year plus quarterly year.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm wishing
God
you,
bless you, dear.
Thank you, a very healthy and prosperous new year.
And you too. Be safe out there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. So, I mean, our callers are doing such a phenomenal job of bringing up how It's a Wonderful Life transcends into so many things that are going on in our lives today. And you know what? The fact is that the greatest movies of our lifetime and even before us, because I love classic movies, they are timeless. They're timeless, and they have such moral, ethical, and other lessons that are just phenomenal. And I want to thank the callers that we've had thus far. As soon as we go to break, as soon as we get back to break, Paul, we're going to go to you, but we have to take a break. But I want to hear from you. This is Jeff McDonald on WCBM. Give me a call at 410-922-6680.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? ICareAmerica.org?
Yes, ICareAmerica is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
The Kim Klasick Show.
It kills me about those that say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald. And as I talked about in the first hour and up until now, I had a completely different show lined up for you all this morning. But when I woke up this morning and I flipped on my laptop, I saw that the great Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, had been edited by Prime, Amazon Prime, and it is such a profound movie from so many perspectives that I felt it important enough to talk about. Because the fact is, you don't pull on Superman's cape, you don't pee in the wind, and you don't mess with It's a Wonderful Life. So let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Paul in Pikesville. Paul, I want to thank you so much for waiting so long this morning, and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff. You can hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Five by five. So First and foremost, I've been at the Patriot Club. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, when you see Tony, I know Tony from way back when he was a young bartender up in Towson. God bless him.
God bless him. Tony is just such, I love having Tony on the air. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Paul, for bringing that up. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics, will be on to discuss fitness, health, and everything that we can do to get ourselves better prepared mentally and physically for 2025. Because, Paul, I think you'll agree with me, 2025 is going to be one dynamic year.
Yes, sir.
All right. So back to It's a Wonderful Life, my friend.
Well, Wonderful Life is a sacred piece of art.
Amen.
And the reason it is because God works through his human creation,
yes.
The artist.
Yes.
I'm just about to go into my church, which is 132 years old.
Wow.
Beautiful Gothic style church. The art reflects the energy and worship from the human being up to God the creator and back down to us the human being. Thus, it's a creative, it's a sacred piece of art, this film, that you all your listeners have called in and touched on it. My brother-in-law, bless him, he lives in Israel. He mentioned that it also reflects the power of prayer.
Yes.
There's a scene where Mary, think about the name Mary, our Blessed Mother.
Yes.
Mary, his wife, the kids are distraught. She's distraught. George runs out. He's leaving.
Yep.
Mommy, is everything okay? What does she say? She says, pray.
Pray for Daddy.
Pray for Daddy. Now, I'm going to cry right now.
No, it's okay. Take a deep breath. Take your time, take your time. Gary.
Because it represents so many things. And it represents a mother and a noble woman of Zion.
Yes.
A woman of valor. So this movie has so many things on so many God levels. And
strong Christian values.
Yes. And I just wanted to bring that into the reflection to go out a little outside. Yes, we are up against the world order. Always have been.
Yes, we are.
That's why we celebrate Christmas, because Emmanuel, God has come to dwell among us. We're celebrating that. And it's always the same thing, whether it's, the decrees put out from Caesar, all the way to the world order today. That's what we're fighting against, these principles, these entities, and spiritual warfare.
Paul,
we know that, and we're agents.
Yeah, Paul, listen, don't go anywhere real quick. You just made a very profound point about the scene when George comes home. He's mad because of the mistake that Uncle Billy made, and that he has a temper tantrum, really. Remember, he kicks the bridge over. He says, Tommy, stop playing that. Do you have to play that over and over? And Susie, do you have to do that? And so on and so forth. Now, if It's a Wonderful Life was made today, what would Mary be doing, Paul? She'd be on the phone to 911 to get George locked up, right?
Right.
Right.
Red flag law.
Exactly. So, Paul, before you leave, say it again. What did Mary do and what did she tell the children to do?
Not to be lost, the name Mary, our mother, that delivered Christ into the world, which we celebrated yesterday.
Amen.
Mary, and the Marys throughout our scriptures.
Yep.
Mary Magdalene, who saw the risen Christ. Mary said to the children, being the mother that she was, we need to pray. Pray for your father. Pray for daddy.
And yes. That they did. Well, listen, Paul, thank you so much for your call. God's blessings to you. I hope you enjoy the blessings of the Christmas season and you have a very healthy and prosperous New Year's. And again, thank you very much
too,
for
Jeff.
Calling.
And also a hat tip to Kate Sullivan. She's another prayer
Amen.
Warrior.
Amen.
All right.
Thanks,
God
brother.
Bless.
Take care. Bye-bye. This is great. Let's go to Gary in Kingsville. Gary, good morning, and I'd like to hear your perspective on It's a Wonderful Life and the connection about the movie and what's going on today.
Well, I'll try to do that, and I hope that in doing so I don't take anything away from it. But whenever I hear, because it's a powerful story, we watch
yes,
it every
is.
Christmas. Every Christmas season, we watch that movie because it has such a powerful effect on us. And it every time I see something that has a powerful effect, I often say, okay, now why is it doing this? What does this have to do with me now? And I look at Bedford Falls, reminds me of the town I grew up in, Bel Air, Maryland.
How about that?
It's a very small town, very close-knit town. That big parking area that we used to have there in the middle of town, all the merchants all got together. My dad was one of them, and they all pitched in money to pay for that because they knew it would benefit all of them to have more places for people to park. And it was just a wonderful place to grow up. And it just seems like everything that they've done to it since has made it less so. And that would be true for the whole county. So how does this relate to It's a Wonderful Life? I kind of look at Bel Air as Bedford Falls, and it seems like what they're turning it into is Pottersville.
Absolutely.
We've now got our own high-rise Section 8 housing up here now in Harford County, and every time that the citizens stand up and say, why are you doing this to us? They tell us, well, the state tells us we have to do this, and all this big government seems to be coming into Harford County. And I thought we were a home rule county. And I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between a home rule county and other counties. Wasn't it because we didn't want Annapolis telling us how to live our lives, that we didn't think they knew and shared our values? And yet that seems to be the direction we're going. And I know this is where we might kind of get off subject.
Yeah, hold on, Gary. Hold your thought. I'm going to come back to you. Let's go to news with Julie Reicher.
News headlines are brought to you by Stouffer Legal. A juvenile's dead and several people are recovering following a shooting in Baltimore County Tuesday morning after police responded to a call about shots fired at an apartment complex in Rosedale. Detectives believe the shooting was a result of a domestic incident. Police say a man believed to be a suspect in the case suffered a self-sustained gunshot wound and was sent to the hospital. City police are investigating a deadly double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police say officers were called around 1 Tuesday morning to the 1900 block of North Forest Park Avenue, where they found two men had been shot. Both victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them died. Homicide detectives are asking anyone with information to contact them. A Hanover, Pennsylvania man's under arrest for a deadly shooting in Finksburg. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Austin Pataki is accused in the December 13th murder of Benjamin Billings and the attempted murder of David Anderson. The victims were found shot in a pickup truck at Wesley and Patapsco Roads. Investigators say Pataki had a business relationship with the victims through his pool company and was facing a potential lawsuit from the surviving victim. The Air Force has approved the transfer of the 121st Fighter Squadron from the District of Columbia National Guard to the Maryland Air National Guard. Governor Moore and Maryland's two U.S. senators made the announcement, saying the decision secures the continuation of the flying mission for the state of Maryland. The Air Force is planning to retire the A-10 Warthog aircraft based at Martin State Airport for more than four decades. And large crowds are expected through the weekend at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. Officials say it's a good idea to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure. The airport is also asking travelers to allow additional time if utilizing shuttles from the parking lot to the terminal. Up next, we look at lottery numbers and check the weather.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting planbaltimore.com.
Last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 972 and the pick 4 was 6301. Now here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ruck Funeral Homes has been celebrating life since 1924. They have 10 decades of dedicated service to the greater Baltimore community. With locations in Towson and Dundalk, their compassionate, experienced staff will guide you through your time of need. To find out more, visit ruckfuneralhomes.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of time spent enjoying Christmas with the family yesterday, and football, I am sure, was a part of that. As the Ravens take control of the AFC North, we'll pick it up early in the third. Ravens up 17-2 and on the march.
Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed! Lamar Jackson is gone! Touchdown! LaMerry Christmas! 48 yards!
Noah Eagle with a call on Netflix, part of an 87-yard day on the ground for Lamar as he sets the all-time rushing mark for quarterbacks. And then next drive, 8 minutes later.
First and goal. Jackson play action. Floats it wide open. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
Andrews' 10th touchdown catch of the year, becoming the first Ravens receiver to hit double digits in touchdowns in a season twice in a career as Baltimore shreds Houston 31-2 on Christmas Day, the final. After the game, an ebullient John Harbaugh on what the team has accomplished.
Great win. Proud of our guys. These guys took this three games in 11 days and smashed it, obliterated, and tore it up and made it into a bunch of smithereens laying around everywhere. I'm proud of the guys, how they did it. They did it.
Ravens rack up 432 yards, 251 on the ground, as the defense makes a statement as well. Five sacks, a pick, a goal line stand, and most of all, a defensive shutout. The win gives the Ravens control of the AFC North because the Steelers fell to the Chiefs.
Mahomes rifles, touchdown!
Boom.
Watson for the score.
Ian Eagle with the call. That's the father of Noah Eagle, who called the Ravens game. Both of them on Netflix. Chiefs win at 29-10. Clinch home field in the AFC. And just so you know, the Steelers haven't won the division since 2020, and they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Meanwhile, the number of the day is $150 million, as in dollars. That's how much Netflix pay the NFL, and therefore the NFL agreed to take to basically disregard player well-being and safety for the two games yesterday. That works out to $4,687,500 per team. On a sad note, former NFL linebacker Bill Berge has passed away. His son announced on Christmas Day. Berge, who played for the Philadelphia Eagles from 1974 to 1980, had been battling cancer for the past few years. The five-time Pro Bowler recorded nearly 1,200 tackles during his standout career. Bill Berge was 79 years of age. The time now is 7:36 when we return the greatest game in NFL history.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So, Jeff, it turns out that tomorrow is the 66th anniversary of the greatest game ever played, December 27th, 1958. We're talking about Yankee Stadium. That was the venue, the New York Giants hosting the Baltimore Colts. The nation was riveted as the upstart Colts, led by the unflappable Johnny Unitas, matched the Giants play for play, forcing overtime for the first time in NFL postseason history, and eventually winning it on this famous play.
Back to the right, the ends are tight. Unitas takes, he gives to Amici, and the ball game is over. Alan Amici has scored the touchdown, and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world.
Again, 66 years ago tomorrow, and you brought up an interesting sidelight to the game, which I actually was not aware of until I looked it up.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people remember it. However, you at 6:35 when you and I were talking, we talked about that Netflix had just a slight blunder there at some point. Yeah, a little glitch there during their broadcast, and you and I are on live radio right now. now and things happened, and it sparked my brain to remember in that game, at some point during the game, as you alluded in that great clip that you played, people were so enthralled and so excited that the guy who was running the board jumped up and literally knocked, I don't know if he knocked the board, but he knocked one of the feeds out. So, and I don't know how long there was the blackout, but there was a blackout for a period of time at a very,
crucial
point in the game.
Can you imagine if that happened today?
No, I can't.
With 100 million people watching and social media,
yeah,
it would just blow up. What I love about that game and just in general, and I'm not from Baltimore and I wasn't born in the
50s. Yeah, but you've been here a long time.
I've been here a long time, 37 years. But when I look back on the history of Baltimore sports, what I love about that game was that it was actually like the crowning moment. It was the crowning achievement,
yes,
of Baltimore's rise, yes, into the major leagues in the 1950s. I often say that Baltimore sports actually, you know, Baltimore the city actually grew up with,
yes,
Baltimore sports,
yes,
because the Colts came in 53, the Orioles came in 54, success soon followed,
yes,
and all of a sudden Baltimore was a major league city in the newspapers, the Colts, the Orioles, etc. And I just find that that was a really interesting time in Baltimore sports history.
It truly was, and Baltimore is just sprinkled with such incredible history from regarding our nation and our founding, and you're spot on. And the thing was, during that incredible time and growth in Baltimore from a sports perspective, Baltimore remained a very hard-working,
yeah,
blue-collar town. And as we know, Memorial Stadium, which I have vivid memories of, and I know you do, was, as we've talked about this week, was labeled early on the world's largest outdoor insane asylum. So, Gary, your points are great. And I don't know if that clip still around of when the blackout took place, but it's amazing.
I tried finding it. I couldn't find the blackout clip.
No.
Also, one other thing, just
yes, sir,
real quick, and I know you got to go, but
you're all right.
When I first moved to this town, and everybody's going to get this, okay? When I first moved to this town, people asked me, where'd I go to school? Right? And when they wanted, and when it came around to it,
oh my,
right? And I didn't understand why they were asking about the high school. Obviously,
oh,
now I understand.
Well,
but let me tell you something. That is the charm,
yep,
of Charm City.
Yeah,
that,
yes,
is a special question,
uh-huh,
which I totally, yeah, understand, yeah, 37 years,
oh,
later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it would be, hey, Gary, nice to meet you. Where did you go to school? And it's not college.
Correct.
Like you said, it's high school.
Love it.
And that it's everlasting.
And that's why I cover high school sports. Because when you're driving in your car and you hear your high school mentioned,
yep,
on the radio, that's important.
Amen. And Gary, it's funny you say that because you and I have had great conversations all this week, and it goes back to, you know, that my perspective right now on professional sports, and I love the fact that you do not only high school sports, but I also think you did some D3 and
D2. Oh yeah, D3, yeah, college, everything.
Absolutely,
yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because if it's important to someone,
amen,
it's important to me.
Amen. Thank you, Gary.
You got it.
We'll talk to you in a little while.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
First time I heard Gemini from local musician Tyler Kane, I was very moved by it. That's from his album Duality. And as Gary and I were just talking, Gary does local sports, and I like to highlight local musicians as well. Again, Tyler Kane is a local musician. The song Gemini is from his album Duality. I think it's great. It's very moving. So, Tyler, thank you for sharing that with me, and God's blessings to you. All right, let's get back to this. We have been talking about, I never thought it would grab, well, actually, I did think that it would grab everyone. We're talking about the fact that Amazon thought it would be a wise thing to edit, of all movies, It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm, and hat tip to Breitbart, Amazon Studios blasted for censoring scenes in Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life. And we're going to get back to the calls, because as this has grabbed me, I think it's grabbed a lot of you. So let's get back to Gary in Kingsville. Gary, I want to thank you very much for holding through the break. We had a lot to get to, but I appreciate that. You were so relevantly talking about Bel Air and how Bel Air has changed, and I think that, the fact is, Gary, I think that we could say that about a lot of communities in the Baltimore and surrounding areas in Maryland as general. So, Gary, please, welcome back.
Well, absolutely, that's true. We're not unique here. We're just an example of what I'm talking about. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that in so many respects, we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten what it was like to be before we became what we are today. And I'm old enough, I'm 76, that I can remember those days of what Bel Air used to be like, what Harford County used to be like. And it seems like every time we go to a county council meeting or a Board of Education meeting saying, why is this crazy stuff going on, transgender students and all this high-rise apartment? Yeah, we're essentially a rural agricultural county. Why do we need high-rise apartments? Well, we need them because Baltimore needs a place to send their criminal class.
Mm-hmm.
And the state is paying
spread the
for
insanity.
Sir?
Spread the insanity.
Yeah. And every time that we're told that we tell our county council, why are you doing this to us? They say, well, the state tells us. They're funding this. They're paying for. And I keep going, well, then why did we become a home rule county? I thought we did that because we didn't want the state telling us how to live our lives. And yet you're telling us that that's precisely what's happening.
Gary, I got to stop you right there. If you will, to the listeners, please explain what a home ruled county is supposed to be, because that is a very relevant and profound point.
Well, I'll do my best.
No, that's fine.
I was actually kind of hoping you could help with that.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that we somewhere, I think it was back in the 70s, as I recall, decided that we wanted to be different from the other counties in Maryland. And we took a vote here because the Maryland Constitution has a section in it that talks about home rule counties. And apparently we decided to become one of those. Well, what else would be the rationale for that other than the fact that we don't think Annapolis in and of itself shares our values, shares our interests, and we don't want to be ruled by them. So we want to govern ourselves. So we have a county council, which is, in effect is our legislature. We have a county executive, which in effect is our governor, if you
sure,
for lack of a better word.
Yes.
But he's the executive branch. So we've got our own government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we running our own lives and making our own rules if we're a home rule county?
Well,
and that's because the people here, the ones who are in elective office, have forgotten what our Constitution says, have forgotten what it's all about, and they become subject to the money that comes down from the state of Maryland in the form of incentives to do the things that they want you to do. If you don't do it, then they won't send you the money. And we've just been so corrupted up here, and we're becoming like a Potterville. How sad that is.
It's very sad, and you brought up an excellent point in the Maryland Constitution. And the only way we can change this, Gary, is if people like you and I and many, many, many of those who are listening to us, not only in the Baltimore and surrounding areas, but we are worldwide on WCBM.com. That was proven on Tuesday when we got a call from Texas and we had another call from New York. The fact is, Gary, that I guarantee you that none, all right, I'm going to back off a little bit, that 95% of those in any county councils, the county executives, and many, many, many of those in the Maryland legislature the Maryland legislators have no idea what the Maryland Constitution is, what it says. It's not that they've forgotten, Gary. It's that they've never known. And I'll tell you one reason why is because both of the law schools in Maryland do not teach the Maryland Constitution. So how would they know?
Well, and historically, there's a thing of law about what's called the lesser magistrate. And this refers to, for instance, the county sheriff, the county executive, people like that who were to stand up and defend the county against the abuses of power of the federal government and the state government. And yet these lesser magistrates are not, they're either not aware of their responsibility or they're not doing it. They've been bought off.
Amen. Amen, Gary. Listen, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to let you go because I do have to go to a break, but I want to thank you, A, Gary, for calling, B, for holding while we went through the bottom of the hour. I truly appreciate it. You've added some wonderful things. I hope you and your family are having a very blessed Christmas season, and I also hope that you and your family have a very healthy and prosperous New Year's. And please, don't
Merry
be a stranger.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Take care, Gary. Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back. And when we get back, we will go to Anthony in Towson. And if we have time, I do want to play another clip, but we'll see how it goes.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The Rob Carson Show.
Joe Biden has pardoned embezzlers, man who sent young men to juvenile prison in exchange for kickbacks. One of them killed himself for a minor drug offense. One Chinese spy that had 47,000 child pornography images on his computer, including one with an infant. That's Joe Biden. Here are the number of pardons. George W. Bush, 200. Barack Obama, 1,900. Donald Trump, 237. Joe Biden, 8,062 pardons.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host this week, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. I want to thank you all for tuning in this morning. Please give me a call this morning at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. Early this morning when I got up on my laptop, I saw a feed from Breitbart, and hat tip to Breitbart, that Amazon Studios blasted for centering scenes in Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life. This thing has taken on a life of its own this morning on the air because you don't pull on Superman's cape, you don't pee in the wind, and you don't mess around with It's a Wonderful Life. So let's get back to the calls, and let's go to Anthony in Howard County. Anthony, a blessed Christmas and Hanukkah season to you, and thank you very much for calling and holding.
Yes, good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Fantastic, fantastic. It's a challenge when you call in. Sometimes calls get dropped. You don't know if you're making a mistake or not.
No, it's okay. You're on. You're live, baby.
I just wanted to comment on the last caller point about issue home rule, and I think he said it was Harford County, I think, or Pequot, to get which.
He was calling from Harford County, correct.
Harford County, okay. So for the last two or three years, I started becoming active with some of the community associations where I live. I live in Anne Arundel County.
Good for you.
I didn't join them to become politically active. I actually joined them for a different reason. But I do go to these meetings. There's like two or three different ones that I go to. I ended up sitting on boards for two. It wasn't the original plan, but it's kind of what happened. So the local political politicians, folks, political leaders, elected officers, they show up for these meetings because, you know, they want to be in tune with what's going on, and they know that the people who show up for these things care about their local town. And the one thing that I noticed, very clear, that unless you exert your, unless you talk to these folks, unless you tell them how you feel, they pretty much do what's convenient.
Well, they do what's convenient, and they do what the lobbyists will tell them. You're spot on. If we don't get involved, they're going to listen to whomever's in their ear. So go ahead.
And so I just kind of bring you to the last point with the last caller. I'm sure, I don't doubt anything that he said. It's probably all 100% accurate. Unfortunately, if he wasn't there when these topics came up, he wasn't there, then that's why they went in the directions that they went, because they didn't have that pressure. It's unfortunate, but it is very accurate. That is how, unfortunately, things work. If we're not there to put that pressure on these local politicians, then they're going to do what's, you know, like you said, what's convenient for them.
What's convenient for them and who's in their ear. No, you're, hang tight, Anthony. You're making a great point. The entire premise of our founding, and I'm not going to have time to play it now and at the top of the hour, we're blessed to have Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, who's going to talk to us about fitness and nutrition. But the point is, Anthony, is that by you doing what you're doing, you are exemplifying exactly what our founding fathers' dream was when they risked their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor to give us a constitutional representative republic, i.e., hence, the civic society, which is exactly what you're doing and you're talking about, right?
No, it is. In fact, I believe that being active in your community is a form of patriotism.
Precisely. Exactly. No, it is, and I'll tell you why. Here's exactly why, and I want your perspective on this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. What do you think about that, Anthony?
I think that it is important that that word be spread wherever it can.
Amen.
Be spread.
Amen.
You know, I do not. I should know the Constitution much better than I do. I know bits and pieces. I know the general framework. But to truly understand the Constitution, right, to truly understand the power of the Bible, that, or understand the language of the Bible, rather, that's power.
Yes.
Because in
yes.
every single conversation, you have fundamental that you can talk and explain your position without being a jerk.
No, you're just the truth. Well, the fact is, Anthony, the truth has no agenda. Yeah, the truth has no agenda. And like you said, it's understanding. And there's a great, great organization called the Institute on the Constitution that teaches the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and 10. They're the only institution that teaches the Maryland Constitution, and they teach it in a way that is educational, enlightening, and entertainment, i.e. that if we would have been taught these documents this way in high school, I think we all collectively as a society would be in a far better place. And I go back again to the life lessons and It's a Wonderful Life, why I thought it's so relevant to bring up the fact that Amazon Prime, Anthony, took out, which are, from my perspective and a lot of the callers' perspective, the two most profound scenes in the entire movie.
I'm going to make one last comment. I have to go.
Yeah, I've only got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
It will be less. I do hear the gentleman come on from time to time on this particular station talking about the Constitution. So I'm gonna look that up, and I'm gonna find a way to work that in, because that's gonna make me a better person.
Yeah,
I'm gonna follow up on
it. Yep, it's real quick. It's Institute on the Constitution, Michael Perutka, and do that. And I guarantee, and I hope the next time that I'm on the air, you're in one of their classes, so you can call me back, Anthony, and let me know if you found it as relevant, as exciting, as enlightening, as educational as I did. And the great thing is that once you pay for that first class, you can keep going back over and over and over again for free. So it's phenomenal. Institute on the Constitution. Anthony, thank you so much for the call, taking the time. I'm hoping you are having a very blessed Christmas season, and I'm wishing you a very healthy and prosperous new year. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so there we go. Hang with us. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the one and only Tony DeCesar of Metabolics, and we're going to talk about our lives, our health, our fitness, and our nutrition. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen, and give us a call at 410-922-6680. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in on The Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine's energy infrastructure is reeling following the latest Russian missile and drone attack. The Christmas Day assault plunged more Ukrainians into the cold and dark. President Biden describes the Russian attack as horrendous. Ukrainian President Zelensky calls it inhumane. Russia's top security agency, the FSB, has arrested several suspects. They're accused of involvement in an alleged Ukrainian plot to assassinate senior Russian military officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warning Iran-backed Houthi rebels of dire consequences if they don't stop firing missiles at Israel. First, a woman was burned to death in a subway car, and now two people are attacked by a knife-wielding man in the city's biggest train station. Violence spiraling out of control in New York City.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder, where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Julie Walker, New York.
Six pedestrians injured on Christmas Day outside Macy's flagship Manhattan store. Taxicab jumped the curb and ran into them. The NYPD says the driver may have suffered some kind of medical emergency. Three of the six, a 9-year-old among them, taken to the hospital. The three others declined medical care. Wall Street back to work this morning following the Christmas break. The Dow futures down 148. NASDAQ futures 84 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important alert. Home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03, and here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Dr. Edward Laser, DDS. City police are investigating a deadly double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police say officers were called around 1 on Tuesday morning to the 1900 block of North Forest Park Avenue, where they found two men had been shot. Both victims were taken to area hospitals. One of them died. Homicide detectives are asking anyone with information to come forward. New express toll lanes are open in Harford County. Drivers commuting on I-95 northbound can use those lanes between White Marsh Boulevard and Mountain Road. Toll rates can be found online. And a Hanover, Pennsylvania man is under arrest for a deadly shooting in Finksburg. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Austin Pataki is accused in the December 13th murder of Benjamin Billings and the attempted murder of David Anderson. Those victims were found shot in a pickup truck at Wesley and Patapsco Roads. Investigators say Pataki had a business relationship with the victims through his pool company and was facing a potential lawsuit from the victim who survived. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More Lamar magic for you on Christmas Day.
Play action for Jackson. Pump. Jackson steps on the brakes, extending the play, throws end zone, touchdown, Isaiah Likely. Lamar Jackson making magic in H-Town.
There you go. Noah Eagle had the call on Netflix. One of two Lamar touchdown tosses on the game, and he ran for a 48-yarder as well. The Ravens dismantle the Texans 31-2 is the final, and in the process take control of the AFC North. Lamar sets the all-time rushing record for quarterbacks, and Derrick Henry sets the Ravens' single-season record with 16 touchdowns. After rushing for 251 as a team, John Harbaugh was asked if he thought it would be that easy.
We thought we had a chance to run the ball. It's a real tough defense. They play super hard. Their DBs show up. They play downhill. And, I didn't know if we anticipated coming out of the gate so quickly, running the ball well. But I was really happy we did. I was happy with the guys.
The win coupled with the Steelers' loss to the Chiefs means Baltimore can clinch the division in a home playoff game with a win over Cleveland in the season finale. And finally, don't forget Navy's football season isn't over yet. Tomorrow, the Mids take on Oklahoma in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. Navy 9-3 on the season with the signature 31-13 win over Army in America's game, and the Sooners come in at 6-6. Coming up at 8:35, a birthday wish to a beloved Oriole. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barrowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. This is Jeff McDonald, your guest host this week, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. They will be back at the first of the year, and this is the Power Hour, too sweet to be sour. This is the hour for you, where we are so blessed to welcome Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics. Tony and I are going to talk about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, highly processed food, so on and so forth. But the key here, ladies and gentlemen, is that as we get ready to embark on a very healthy and prosperous new year, we're giving you the opportunity, and it's a step-by-step commitment to a change in lifestyle through fitness and nutrition, but it can be done. And what I love about having Tony on is the fact that he will frame it in a way that if you can't afford a trainer, if you can't afford to go to the gym or whatever, simple steps with which we all can take to better our lives, mind, body, and soul, as we get ready to embark on an incredible 2025, and come January 20, we will make America great again, and it will be America's golden age. So, Tony DeCesar, welcome.
Jeff, thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. So where would you like to start, my friend? Let's start it from the perspective of someone who is just really wanting to get themselves physically and mentally well. Let's talk about the first steps.
Okay. By the way, I got to meet Gary finally.
Gary Stein, man. Stein. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, but did you see him hurdle my laptop cord?
I did.
You talked about fit.
Yeah.
Guy went right over that
Olympian. This little studio that we're in. I don't know if you heard it. It's at the bottom of the 7:30 hour when he brought up an incredible perspective of the history of Baltimore and the sports and the greatest game ever played. I don't know if you heard about that, but not too many sportscasters as Gary does take the time and do the research to weave the history of sports into the present. I think that's great. Plus, he does high school sports, D3, the whole nine yards.
Which I think that's super important.
Yeah.
I think these kids don't get enough credit.
Absolutely. And it's a commitment.
But I want to follow up on something, because you were talking about Michael Peruca. The Institute on the Constitution.
Right.
And we were talking about the Maryland Constitution.
Yes.
And I've heard Michael speak many times. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal speaker. And I was never very political, but the Maryland Constitution is actually called the Maryland Declaration of Rights. Just to correct that.
That is correct.
So I did listen. But anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. So, last time I was here, we talked about, and I really focus on the schools. That's kind of where we need to start.
Yes.
So, and as you know, I was never very political. Right. I mean, at all.
Right.
I mean, you know, I got involved probably about the same time that you did, and then started looking deeper into some of the things that were going on in regards to the schools. And I just happened to find the last time, prior to coming on, the documents and contracts through the Baltimore County Public Schools regarding the food vendors and, you know, what they're actually feeding the kids in school. So now you have this huge MAHA thing going on with Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., and he's looking into the processed foods, and he's looking into all the additives and so on and so forth, which I think is going to help the situation. And we talked about this enormous agriculture that we have in Baltimore County up north. You know, we could do farm-to-table stuff without a problem. And we have surrounding counties that have farm-to-table opportunities as well.
The number one industry in Maryland is what? Agriculture. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So, yeah, you're spot on. Go ahead.
Does that include the cannabis industry? Just curious.
Well, on that,
I was getting gas the other day, and I was like, they must be doing well. It smells like it out here.
God, no matter where that's a conversation for another time. Let's try to focus on the positive.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, but it's very relevant. And you know what? Okay, let's look at it from this perspective. If you so desire to indulge, when you get the munchies, eat healthy. At least eat healthy.
Which is, it's tougher and tougher every single day. But, you know, RFK had a website up, and it was one of the things that you could do is actually go in there and say, hey, what do you want us to change? Like, actually listening to the people, as in, like, hey, what do we need to look at? What do we need to focus on? That kind of thing. And, you know, he's kind of championed this for a long time as far as the food industry is concerned. Before I came in today, I was reading an article. It just popped up on my social media feed, and it's, I think autism is up to like 1 in 127 kids. It's very high.
Yeah, and I think that it's either, now I may get the decades wrong, maybe you can correct me, I think 10 years ago it was like 1 in 120,000.
It was, our generation was 1 in 10,000. So,
now
it's dropped, or it's increased significantly. But anyway, kind of getting off topic a little bit.
That's
but
okay.
The food
open
issue
radio.
Is when you look at what you put in your body, okay, it's the fuel that you put in your car.
Yes.
And it's easy for me to make that analogy because a lot of people understand that. And, you know, we're fortunate tomorrow we're going to have Michelle Dool on. I'm going to bring Michelle in, and it's, what a phenomenal resource she is, because she sees this thing as a frontline practitioner, because she's a nurse,
mm-hmm.
right? And she can talk about things from a clinical perspective, as also from a cultural perspective as to what's going on. So all these metabolic disorders that we see now, okay, the diabetes, the hypertension, the hyperlipidemia, all this stuff, okay, is a product of what you're putting in your body, just like your car. If you don't maintenance, okay, what's going in your body, something's going to go wrong down the road. If you don't change the oil in your car, it's going to lead to a bigger problem. If you don't rotate the tires, it's going to lead to a bigger problem. You have all these things that you sort of have to focus on the front end to prevent the big expense on the back end, right? So, and I tell that to people all the time. We talked about this last time as far as, you know, we make up these little kind of sayings for people to remember. And I always say that if it runs, flies, or swims, you can eat it. You know, if it's green and grows in a field, if you can pick it off a tree or get it out of the ground, you know, you can eat it. But if it's in a bag, a box, or a can, don't eat it.
Bag or box or can, do not eat.
Yeah, it's completely processed. There's no nutritional value to any of that stuff. So the bioavailability of the nutrients that are in those foods is very, very low. And you can change your entire metabolism just through what you put in your mouth. And then I take that back and I look at what they're putting in the mouths of these kids in these schools, and it's all processed.
It's horrible.
These are contracts in the millions of dollars.
Surprised it's not in the billions, but... Well, okay, so when you say in the millions, you mean just for Maryland or Baltimore County?
I'm talking about Baltimore County.
All right, so we're going to stick with Baltimore County, so it's in the millions, so go ahead.
Right, so you have these companies making, you know, with these millions of dollars of contracts out there that are putting things in these kids' bodies that have no beneficial value. Now, I'm big on, you know, and I spoke at the local school board meeting about this to get back to the physical activity aspect, because when you start kids off at the beginning of the day with physical activity where they're getting oxygen to their brain, you know, they're moving around. Everything gets better. We talked about the Naperville, Illinois study where they did this and they scored in the top. They were like the number, they scored like number one in like math, you know, and like number six in science.
All right. So let's stop right there because obviously talk radio is very fluid. We have listeners today who were not listening the last time you were on. You bring up the Naperville study, which I think is phenomenal, and I think it's a microcosm of what could be if we got back to the simple thing. So if you will, Tony, please explain exactly what the Naperville study was, what they were doing prior, and then what changes they made to create such the success story.
So they started a program. It was back in 2012, and it was called Zero Hour PE, where the kids went to school, and prior to going to class, they exercised. And they worked out, I can't remember the total time, it was like 30, maybe 45 minutes. It wasn't like a full hour, but right. It was just getting right. them up and getting them moving. Most of these kids are half asleep anyway when they walk
exactly.
through the door.
Exactly, exactly. Now, was this elementary, middle school, or high school?
All through eighth grade. So, I mean, these are younger kids.
Okay.
I got to pull this study up. I haven't read it in a while.
That's
but
okay.
It doesn't matter. The context is that all these kids ended up scoring in the top percentiles of, you know, science and math and all these standardized tests. So when you look at that, they sort of coupled that and they went, hey, by the way, all these disciplinary problems disappeared as well. So
interesting.
The whole point is that there's this, and that's why I kind of got a little sidetracked last time talking about the ADD medications and things like that, which is just, it's prolific. It's everywhere. Okay, I mean, it's the go-to.
Yeah, and it's horrific. I mean, I had a guest on Christmas Eve. Her name is Angela, who for 20 years suffered with depression, anxiety, some other mental health issues, was prescribed one drug after another, was eating highly processed food, and exactly what we're talking about this morning, through intestinal fortitude, a loving family, her faith, was able to get off of all that, is in a far better place today, and now Tony has recently gotten into competitive bodybuilding. I mean, what an amazing, what's the word I'm looking for? An amazing
transformation.
Thank you. Amazing transformation.
And
exactly.
As you know, I mean, I'm very well educated into that.
Absolutely.
That sport.
That's why you're here.
I was going to say, like, my wife, she competed for years.
Yep.
And the commitment level that's necessary, you know, I mean, there's, and this time of year, this is actually important to talk about. So, January 1's rolling around. We're going to have the New Year's resolution crowd.
All right, I need you to hold that thought. And the key word to me right now is commitment. And right now, unfortunately, because we all have our faces in so many screens, so many times we have the best intentions and we want to do it, but we're so distracted that the key is we don't follow through with a commitment. And when we get back, we will be joined again on the other side of the break with Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and we're going to continue to talk about lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness, and we will be taking your calls at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. We will be right back.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, and this is the Power Hour, Too Sweet to Be Sour. This hour is for you. We are joined this morning with I'm joined with Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and we are talking about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. And no matter where you are, you have the ability and the opportunity to make a change. And Tony, when we went to break, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, the word commitment. So let's get back to that.
So we have that whole New Year's resolution thing going on, which, you know, I tell people all the time, don't do it. It's just not worth it.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you don't need a New Year's resolution. You need like a Thursday resolution. Like, right. I'm going to just start tomorrow, or I'm going to start today, or whatever it may be. And, you know, that's the hard part for people to understand, is that, you know, it's discipline. It's like motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's a daily commitment. But anyway, that whole New Year's resolution thing, when we talk about that from the perspective of lifestyle change and things like that, and what's necessary, right? I mean, small changes over time create big results. That's the whole point.
Absolutely.
And you don't need to tip the apple cart, you know? You just kind of like take, what do they say, you know, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One
baby.
Bite at a time, right? So, and this is where culture needs to change. And that culture change, it has to happen with the kids. It's got to happen.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Once you ingrain this, look at what John F. Kennedy did with the President's Council on Physical Fitness that we spoke about when I was here last time.
Yep.
It created the healthiest generation of people out there. And over time, Big Pharma has done nothing but whittle away at this thing. We talked about the ADD medications and all these other things. There are studies out there now. They're looking at the number of people that are taking anti-anxiety medications that had previously used the ADD medications or the ADHD. Right. Exactly. So it's like one prescription leads to another prescription, leads to another prescription. And that whole model has to go. And Michelle's going to talk about that tomorrow because, you know, she sees how you can get sucked into that. You know, it's almost like you get to the point where they don't really present you with another option.
No, they don't, because they're making money on it, and so many of the independent physicians are gone. They're involved with these major groups that are owned by the hospitals, that are owned by these huge corporations. And the key is, like you said, Tony, motivation, commitment, and the key word is discipline. It's not going to be easy, but the fact is, if you just do a little bit at a time, there will be changes. And I think that you hit the nail on the head, that is that it's far more easier for people and the physicians as well, to just tell their patients, I'll take another pill.
But that's the model. That's the big
Precisely.
Pharma model. I mean, they fund it. You know, they fund the medical schools and all this other stuff.
That's a great point.
The cultural shift has to happen from within.
Yes.
And sadly enough, being, you know, two people who were never very political, you know, look, I tell people all the time, they say, well, I'm not very political. I don't want to be political. And I'm like, tough. Too bad.
Too bad.
That's where you are. The media threw you here, right? They got you into this fight. You either take the fight to them or they're going to bring it to you.
If you don't fight politics will eat you alive, and it's all by design.
And it's, you know, the rules of the game are rigged in many cases. I mean, you're going to have to create some type of mass, and it's going to have to start, you know, one domino at a time falling before it picks up steam. We've seen that with the things that we've done in regards to the mandates years ago.
Oh my God!
I mean,
yes.
we got so much done in a short period of time, but getting that boulder up that hill took a while. And every parent needs to be informed about that. They need to know what they're feeding their kids. They need to know what the curriculum is in these schools. They need to know how to change the culture. John F. Kennedy changed the culture with, you know, the swipe of his pen, creating the healthiest people out there. And then it got corrupted. And now RFK Jr. is the one that's kind of pulling it back in. When I sent that note to the RFK Jr. website, and said, you need to go back to what your uncle did, you know, in the 1960s with the President's Council on Physical Fitness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, whatever happened to that, by the way? Do we know why it was disbanded?
The test scores went down.
And why did the test scores go
down? So we've got to focus on getting the test scores up. So we need to put, you know, all these other implements into play that deviate from what was actually. We were number one in everything in the 1960s academically,
yes.
You know, and we still had the President's Council for Physical Fitness. That being said, the cultural change, you know, with these kids has to happen within, you know, these school boards. It's kind of funny because I'm a little, my kids are a little bit biased because they, you know, they're around the stuff all the time. Right. But I always hear their friends talking like, ah, you know, we don't eat that. We, you know, that stuff's got, you know, too much salt in it, or it's got too much of this in it, or whatever it may be. Like, these kids are starting to pay attention to what's going on. You know, they're ignoring the advertising. But when you have to go to school every single day, and that lunch program is just saturated with processed food.
Junk.
Yeah, you're not doing anything to empower the kids, you know, to perform better, is what I'm saying. It's the same routine with the lack of physical activity. I'm going to credit my professor when I was in college, and I had to take an elective class, and it was called, like, Philosophy of Sport or something like that.
Right.
It was all this philosophical stuff. June Kennard, great lady. And she started the lecture off with, you know, Plato was mentored by Socrates. And Plato showed up one day and said, oh, I have this terrible headache. And Socrates said, well, go outside and run around the stadium a couple of times and then come back in. Right? There's your exercise prescription.
There's your elixir for the day.
Right, but that can be solved. I mean, that type of model can cure a lot of these metabolic disorders, particularly with, like, these kids. And you see this huge increase in childhood obesity. Well, what changed? Well, they took the physical activity away. They took the nutrient-dense foods away. And then they say, well, you know, we can probably treat that with medication. The answer to everything is always medication, it seems.
But pills.
That's changing, though. You're starting to see this wave of people pushing back against it, but it has to be cultural. It just can't be, you know, the two of us on the radio talking about what's going on. It needs to be within your own household. It needs to be within your own community.
You hit the nail on the head. It has to start in the home. And I remember when my kids, they were each a year apart, three of them. The fact is, on the school days, I got up extra early, made them a hot breakfast. It took all total of, what, maybe 10 minutes, if that. It hardly cost me anything. Each morning they got scrambled eggs, or however they wanted their eggs, some toast or whatever, and juice. And then I, the night before, would make their lunches. And I have a friend who does infant physical therapy. And some of the stories that she tells me when she goes in, she does home visits, and as a matter of fact, she works for one of the counties. She said when she goes into some of these homes, she said she cannot believe what she's seeing with a lot of these young kids. So, Tony, we're going to get ready to go to break here in less than a minute. When we come out of the bottom of the hour, after Gary Stein in sports, we'll have a little bit of time left. I want to get into, if it's okay with you, some very simple goals or simple things that people can do just to get on that track. Because a lot of people, Tony, and I think you'll agree, say, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then I see this all the time in the gym. You see these poor people walking around with a water bottle in one hand and a towel in the other hand, and they have no idea what to do. So stand by for news with Julie Ryder, and we'll be right back.
Good morning. A man is injured in an overnight shooting in Baltimore. Just before 1 a.m., police responded to a city hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting victim. The 21-year-old man suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Detectives learned the shooting occurred in the 800 block of East Patapsco Avenue and are looking for anyone with information. A juvenile is dead and several people are recovering following a shooting in Baltimore County Tuesday morning after police responded to a call about shots fired at an apartment complex in Rosedale. Detectives believe the shooting was a result of a domestic incident. Police say a man believed to be a suspect in the case suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was sent to the hospital. A Hanover, Pennsylvania man's under arrest for a deadly shooting in Finksburg. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Austin Pataki's accused in the December 13th murder of Benjamin Billings and the attempted murder of David Anderson. The victims were found shot in a pickup truck at Wesley and Patapsco Roads. Investigators say Pataki had a business relationship with the victims through his pool company and was facing a potential lawsuit from the victim who survived. The Air Force has approved the transfer of the 121st Fighter Squadron from the District of Columbia National Guard to the Maryland Air National Guard. Governor Moore and Maryland's two U.S. senators made the announcement, saying the decision secures the continuation of the flying mission for the state of Maryland. The Air Force is planning to retire the A-10 Warthog aircraft that's been based at Martin State Airport in Middle River for more than four decades. Large crowds are expected through the weekend at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. Officials say it's a good idea to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure. Travelers should also allow additional time if utilizing shuttles from the parking lot to the terminal. Well, up next, we have lottery numbers and a check of the weather.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 972 and the pick 4 was 6301. Now here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, enjoy a little bit of fresh air, and take advantage of the dry weather today and tomorrow. 42 today, 45 tomorrow. Over the weekend, we have some rain, showers Saturday, and temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. So it turns out that the 3 games in 11 days at the end of a season was the turnaround for the Ravens. It's not over yet, but with Baltimore's 31-2 win over the Texans yesterday, it's the Ravens that control their destiny in the AFC North, and it's the Ravens all of a sudden that are being mentioned in the same breath with the Chiefs and the Bills as the AFC's best. Post-game reaction now, first from John Harbaugh, on what this means for Baltimore.
No, and it says we're not done yet because it's been done, and the next thing is going to be the next game. We need to be 1-0 to win the AFC North, and that'll be our focus after we get some rest. We'll have
Ravens defensive back Marlon Humphrey on the team's defense now hitting its stride.
We felt that, you know, it's playoff time, so, you know, you're losing your out, so our plan now is to, you know, peak at the right time, and I feel like we're doing that.
And then Lamar.
Yeah, man, he's just been playing lights out the last few games. I believe it's starting to practice with those guys, just communicating and how they're preparing for the games. And like I said, I'm sorry for the 2 points that we saw.
Praising the defense, indeed. The Ravens defense allowed 25 points per game in the first 10 games this year, only 16 points per game in the last six. The win over the Texans yesterday, combined with the Steelers' loss to the Chiefs, means a Ravens win over the Browns in the season finale, results in a division crown for Baltimore and a home playoff game. Elsewhere in the NFL, Pete Carroll is interested in the Bears' head coaching job, and the great Bill Berge, linebacker for the Eagles and Bengals in his 12-year career, passed away yesterday at the age of 79 after a 3-year battle with cancer. NBA yesterday, 5 games as part of their annual Christmas TV takeover. The Sixers shocked the Celtics in Boston, 118-114, and the Lakers, behind 31 from LeBron, beat the Warriors, 115-113. Great ending to this game. The winning bucket scored on an Austin Reeves layup with 1 second to play after Steph Curry had tied it with a 31-foot three-pointer with 7 seconds to go. The time now is 8:36. When we return, a happy birthday to a beloved Oriole.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
All right, I think you guys will like this one because I think you'll remember him. How about this, a blast from the past? Happy 63rd birthday today. Not the greatest player to ever put on an Oriole uniform, but certainly well-loved. Jim Traber, the pride of Wild Lake High School in Columbia, only played for the Orioles for 4 years. He wasn't a great player. He was behind Eddie Murray, so he had bad timing there.
Right.
But he came in, and he was called the Whammer. That was his nickname because he could hit that ball, man. He had 13 home runs in his rookie season. And not only that, and I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but he sang the national anthem on his Major League debut day.
I did not.
I did not know
he
that.
He did. He sang the national anthem at Moore Stadium.
Is this the last news for the day?
It is. And well, it's the last live one. I tape them and then we play.
Right. But you're and tomorrow there is no sports?
Right. Tomorrow I'm off. I'm off basically until after the new year.
So I'm going to make a commitment to the listeners. I'm on tomorrow, obviously. If I can find it, I'm going to play it tomorrow.
That'd be great.
That's phenomenal.
And from what I remember, he did a pretty good job, too.
Yeah, that is great. You know, it's I want to let you know, Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure this week to work with you.
You truly
are a professional. Like I said before, and I'll say it one more time because this is your live broadcast this week and with me because I'm done as of tomorrow. But I just love the way you weave sports history and the history of our city, obviously, into sports. And I will also say this, and I'm sure you both have seen it, Tony and Gary, if you've never seen it, you have to see, regarding the Orioles and some Oriole histories, the argument at the top of the first in Memorial Stadium with Earl Weaver.
Oh, Ron Luciano. Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest clips of all time.
Top of the first.
It's awesome. Hey, let me tell you something about history and why I like it. It does two things. Number one, if you don't know where you've been, then you don't know where you're going.
Amen.
That's number one. But number two, it takes you back to a place and a time.
Yes.
You know, a song.
Yes.
A play, a memory of some sort. And all of a sudden, you're 13 years old again. You know, and so that's what I love. And that's why I do it.
Yeah, and hence why earlier, when you talked about that slight blunder that Netflix yesterday, again, if you don't know where you say it again.
If you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going.
It prompted in my mind that blunder in the greatest game ever played.
So it's a great memory.
Absolutely. Thank you
so much. Guys, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year to everyone.
Bless you. Same with you, sir. Thanks again. Gary Stein on sports always does a great job. So welcome back to the Power Hour. Too sweet to be sour. This hour is for you. And today we are in the studio with President of Metabolics, Tony DeCesar. And Tony, what I'd like to do in this last segment, we've got one more break, but we've got some time. Is let's say I am, you know, a middle-aged guy, overweight, so on and so forth. I've never been to the gym. It's something that I want to do. I'm intimidated, so on and so forth. And I come to you all at Metabolics. Give me an elementary plan for someone who so desperately wants to better themselves, obviously from a nutritional perspective, a fitness perspective, and obviously that leads into a lifestyle perspective. What would your game plan be?
As a middle-aged male?
Not anybody.
But, you know, it's just like I said, it's how do you eat the elephant? It's like one bite at a time. And what I've learned over the years, what we do is we keep everything simple. You know, we give people a list of food, like, here's what you can eat and here's what you don't eat, right? Like, it's more about what not to put in your mouth than it is to, you know, what you need to focus on eating. Like, don't eat it. It's just not worth it.
So give us a couple of examples, because, again, not everybody knows. Give us a couple examples, simple examples of starting today, because today is Thursday, and you mentioned something about Thursday. A few things people should eat and a few things they should absolutely get the heck away from.
Well, look, everybody's different. That's the whole point, right? So, I mean, you can't just throw one. You can't paint with that broad of a paintbrush in most cases. But for the most part, what we've learned over time, like, for example, the grain in our country, all right, the majority of the grain is sprayed with glyphosate.
Okay.
It's Roundup. Okay, it ages the grain at the same pace. It quickly ages the grain so that they can go ahead and cut it down. So it's not really healthy anymore. So we take most of the grain out of the diet, like, immediately. Everything has to be, I always say like this, if there's an expiration date on it, then don't eat it. You know, it should be fresh food, whole food. That's what we stick to. Shop around the outside of the grocery store. Don't go in the middle, right? That kind of thing. If it spoils, you know, then eat it. But if it's sitting on your counter, don't eat it. You can just, it'll sit there for years and there's nothing to it. So that's a very simple thing. The physical activity part of it, which is so simple, and I always say fitness is free. Like, you don't need to come see me.
Amen.
It's that easy, yep. Right? I mean, sure, there's certain situations. I mean, we have a lot of special populations. We have to deal with people that have orthopedic issues, cardiac issues, you know, different metabolic diseases. And Michelle's going to talk about that tomorrow to a greater extent, because now that population is the biggest population of people that we have to deal with. That and the kids. When it comes to physical activity, it's right out your front door. Okay? When you go to these countries where walking is the primary mode of transportation, all these diseases tend to disappear. So it's as easy as taking a walk every single day. And it's not that big of a deal, you know, from the perspective of, like, you were talking about making the meals for your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you got up a half hour early every day, earlier, and went for a walk before you did anything, going back to the Naperville study where they
yes,
got the kid.
Yes.
You know, you're getting your heart rate up. You're, you know, creating, you know, more blood flow. You think clearer, and your day's off to a magical start.
Yep.
So, you know, those are easy things. When it comes to going to the gym, you know, we always look at every single person individually, and we always say, like, what is your aim? AIM. How much accountability do you need? How much instruction do you need? And how much motivation do you need? Okay? Some people, there's a combination of the three. Okay? They need a little bit of each. Some people need more instruction. They have no idea what they're doing. Okay? They just kind of wander around. We talked about that with the bottle in the gym.
Yeah,
you know?
I see that all the time, and I feel so bad for those people because they've made the first step of coming into a gym. And as we all know, that first step into a gym for so many people is so intimidating. And if they don't get the proper instruction and the proper guidance, they never come back.
Instruction is important, particularly with the special population and the younger population, because they don't. The kids don't learn what we learned when we were in school in gym class and health class, which was predominantly focused on nutrition. It's not out there. It's not what we learned. So you have to educate them to a certain extent, special populations and the younger generation. But for the most part, it's pretty easy. It's not that tough. And
no.
you can look at these countries where walking is the primary mode of transportation. It's also a culture where they buy food every day, where they go to
That's a great point.
They go to a market and they purchase their vegetables, you know, from the produce guy, and they purchase their meat from the butcher, and they, you know, eggs from the farmer and the milk, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's just how they operate. You know, we go to the big box store and shove it in the back of our massive SUV with all these boxes and cans and, you know, processed whatever.
Yes.
And we stack it in our house for 2 weeks and peck away at it, right? So maybe that cultural change is something you can focus on, like going to the market, you know, buying fresh food more consistently, staying away from things, you know, that have a shelf life of a decade.
And what about, and I know you do this, and I do this as well, and I think that if you, and I understand that a family, a mother, you know, or father with younger kids, you may not necessarily be able to go to the supermarket or wherever every day. However, food prepping at the beginning of the week, can you touch a little bit on that?
So meal prep. Meal prep is something that, I mean, we do it every week.
Yep,
and we've
so
done
do
it
I.
for decades. Yeah, and it's just because and you'll agree. Our lives are so busy.
Yes.
Okay, and it's very rare. There was I read an article a while ago, and it's like only 30% of the American families sit down and have a meal. You know, at the 30-some percent sit down at the end of the day and have a
Hence,
meal.
Hence, there is part of the problem. Go ahead.
Right. So, you know, not just that, but meal prep is something that you pass down from one generation to the next. So That's another issue, is that a lot of these kids, the younger generation, don't know how to prepare food. Okay? I mean, their generation grew up, well, their generation grew up on a you know, in a lifestyle where you can pick up your phone and order whatever it is you need.
Or a freaking microwave.
Or a microwave, true. But meal prep at the beginning of the week, you know, it's one of the hardest things is to cook your protein sources. You know, protein has to either be refrigerated or cooked.
Right.
So you can cook the protein source and refrigerate it or freeze it, uh-huh. Right? Look, I like a hot meal, too.
Same here.
But every now and then, I got to get out the door. I got places to go. So, you know, we spend 4 hours every day, you know, one day a week. And well, I shouldn't say we. I got to tip my hat to Kara. I mean, yeah. She's a machine. Just watching her to do that is just, it's insane. But yeah, you're talking about 4 hours of your week. Well, if you spread that out over the course of the week, it's only a few minutes per day because yeah. Your food's already made. There's certain things you're going to have to cook. I mean, vegetables need to be cooked that day. Your protein sources can be prepped, you know, along those lines. We don't really eat grain, right? So we're not going to prepare that ahead of time. Your starches are basically root vegetables, rutabagas, potatoes, sweet potatoes, things like that. They're
right.
Simple.
Right.
You know, it's very, very easy. And there's a ton of videos on the internet. Like, you can go to YouTube and see meal prep videos, which are great because it gives you the system. There's a system to everything. You've got to create your own system.
That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, creating a system, and again, just like you said, I would rather personally take that time maybe on a Sunday afternoon or whenever, and if you have a grill, grill a bunch of chicken or what have you, you can refrigerate. I refrigerate mine, and I can tell you unequivocally that by Friday I'm still eating it, and I'm sitting here this morning as healthy as I can be. I think that also that people are inhibited by what they hear on the screen on the wall. As a matter of fact, I'm staring at something on the screen that they're talking about, what we're talking about. But the point is that through a little bit of planning, it can go a long way, right?
It can. And go back to the process part where you got to take that stuff out of there. Michelle's going to talk about this tomorrow. But we always talk about cold and flu season. We don't have a cold and flu season. We have a low vitamin D and high sugar season, okay, between Thanksgiving and Easter, okay, low vitamin D. If you live above the border of Tennessee,
right.
Okay, which we do, you don't get enough ultraviolet light to stimulate vitamin D production.
Right.
And she's going to tell you how many people in this and how important vitamin D is and what the impact of supplement.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I take it. It's a game. And I haven't missed a day of work in 19 years.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, neither other than because of injuries, neither have I. And praise God, I haven't even had a cold. And I don't know how. And years and years and years and years. And when I see the sun out, I do my best to get out and suck some of it up, regardless of the time of year.
Right, exactly. So if you get rid of the sugar in your diet and all the, you know, all, when I say sugar, I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup, a lot of these processed sugars, that's all got to go, okay? Your body just, it's an inflammatory ingredient. Your body doesn't like it. Get rid of it.
It'll, like razor blades in your system, right?
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. What I try and teach people, though, when it comes to making these changes, and Jim Rohn said this. Jim Rohn, he wrote a great book.
Now, who is Jim Rohn?
Jim Rohn's a motivational guy. He was an insurance salesman from, like, the Midwest. And he's written a bunch of books. He was a public speaker.
Okay.
But Jim Rohn said, one discipline always leads to another discipline.
Amen.
So and there was a video somebody had sent me. It was a guy he was in. He was probably, I don't know, how old Gary say he was? He looks like he's about...
Gary's 60. Early 60s.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his like late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
guy's
great.
In great shape. But one discipline leads to another, and it was a short little video of a guy who was in his 60s. He had run track when he was younger in late 60s, early 70s, and he had a picture of him then. He was skinny as a rail.
All right, hold that thought. Guys, skinny as a rail, running track. We'll be right back to finish this up, so stay tuned.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host for this week. I want to thank Michelle for continuing to play Christmas music throughout the week, because this is the Christmas season. We are joined this hour with the president of Metabolics, Tony DeCesar, who is giving us great points on fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. So, Tony, let's in this last segment, let's pick it up to where you left off regarding the guy who was a track runner.
You got this guy who's in his 60s. He was an athlete when he was younger. He got sucked into the American way of life. You know, the whole food pyramid, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a conversation as well. The fraudulent food pyramid.
Right. So, he decides one day, I'm going to run a mile. And it had been like 40 years since this guy had run a mile, you know. And he never really showed his face. I mean, he never showed his body. It was just his face. Anyway, he runs a mile, and he couldn't even run a mile. He had to, run a mile. It took him, almost 20 minutes to do it, and he decided he was so banged up the next day. He was sore, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to go do it again. So he goes back the next day, and he does it again, and, he wakes up on the third day, and feels worse than he did on the second day.
48th hour.
Hey, listen, change only comes outside your comfort zone.
Yep.
So, the whole goal of this is that by the time he got to the end of the year, he ran a mile, 1 mile every day for a year. But like Jim Rohn said, when he was talking about one discipline leads to another, after about 2 or 3 weeks, he kind of felt better, and he started to see the results of, what he had been doing, those small little changes over time. And then what ended up happening was that discipline got him to focus more on what he was doing as far as his eating was concerned. It improved his sleep and all these other things. But he got it into a system, of sort of going from one discipline to the next discipline, because positive energy creates positive results.
Yep. And you know what? You brought up something just then that I don't think we as a society focus enough on, and now more than ever, people have sleep issues. And why do they have sleep issues? So many people have sleep issues because they're sedentary. They're not moving.
Correct. Exactly. And that'll help that situation. I mean, there's other issues in regards to, sleep disorders.
Of course. We're just talking from a macro perspective.
Sure.
That a lot of people's challenges with sleep could probably be rectified if they would get busier with their life and obviously eat better.
No, for sure. I mean, those things all play a huge part in it. We have this online program that we do where we actually have our own heart rate monitor and our app, and we send these things all over the country to people. And there's some common denominators in all of them, right? I get to see what they're doing because all their data files into my back office, and I can download it off the server and say, change this, change that,
wow.
You know, or whatever it may be.
Right.
But the whole point is that it's just like anything. You have to make adjustments along the way. And if you're not getting anywhere, like our whole point is that we always say, like, results are the only thing that matters. Like, we don't really care. Nobody has the same identical program.
Of course.
You have to sort of trial and error things in a little bit of a way.
Right.
I mean, you start to see what works in, you know, in big populations of people, like as far as getting the grain out of it, getting the physical activity
yes.
moving and things like that. But then you have all the other issues as far as like food allergies and things like that, and then you can kind of tweak it or whatever. But the most amazing piece of that, from a societal standpoint, from like a cultural standpoint, is that you have to get that person, it doesn't matter who it is, you need to understand that you need to take ownership.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are 100% in charge.
Amen.
Of your health.
Amen.
Okay? And Michelle's going to talk about that tomorrow as well, like thinking outside of the box. But if you're not going to be proactive, just like that car, and you don't change the oil and don't rotate the tires, and okay, when that $5,000 bill comes for replacing, you know, an engine or a transmission or whatever, that's a result of the discipline that you did not exercise.
Correct.
It's the same thing with your body. You're going to end up with big numbers on the back end if you're just sitting there and not doing anything about it. You've got to be proactive.
Ownership and responsibility. And again, like you said, it's free as soon as you walk out your door. Now, metabolics also, we've got about a minute left, metabolics also does what I call boutique supplements, correct?
Right. It's a niche market,
so
for sure.
So just touch on that real quick in this last minute.
So over the years, you can start to see, we don't manufacture anything that there's not a need for.
Right.
Right? So
right.
You see a problem, and then you kind of come up with the solution to it or whatever it may be, because our diet has so many deficiencies in it. So, for example, and this was a result of like the whole COVID thing,
yes.
right? This is a good example of it. But so I suffered a vaccine injury years ago, okay, when I, like 20 years ago.
And whoa. Which vaccine? The flu vaccine or something?
Flu shot. Yeah.
Flu shot.
So I actually had a very progressive naturopathic doctor, and he said, and I had never paid any attention to this, he did my blood work or whatever it may be, and he got my vitamin D, which Michelle's going to talk about again tomorrow. But my vitamin D was critically low. And he said, first of all, no more flu shots, period. You're done.
Amen.
That's it, right? So,
because you were otherwise, you're an ex-rugby player, so you're a very healthy guy.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So, long story short is that I had to go on supplemental, like pharmaceutical-grade vitamin D or whatever it may be. And he said, you have to keep your number at this level, you know, throughout the year. So I had to take vitamin D. I've taken vitamin D every day for 20 years.
Okay.
And hence, that's why I haven't missed work. The last day, we were talking about that earlier, like the last time I missed work for being sick was when I got that reaction to the flu shot. So that's a, you know, sort of like a cause and effect kind of thing. And that's why we promote, you know, vitamin D, K2. We have all these immune things that we manufacture because our immune health is so bad. Why do we spend so much money on healthcare and we come in like 40th, 42?
Hello.
40, right? We're dumping all this money into it because, what is it, the ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound
of cure.
So right?
Real quick, we're going to pick this up tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. Tony,
No.
The 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. Tony, how do people get a hold of you?
Just, you can go to the website, metabolics.net, or you can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all
Excellent.
Those things. Just
all
look
right.
it up.
Tony will be on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I want to thank you all very much for taking the time to listen today. I hope you enjoyed the show and the information we shared enlightened you. I want to thank very much Michelle, Julie, and Gary on Sports for always doing a fantastic job. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is you and your love. Let's talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.